praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here this morning. It's a
Amen.
Miracle to be here and telling you.
Amen.
And I'm very, really, really blessed to be received by Pastor James. And as you heard, that I'm from Uganda, Africa.
Amen.
Uganda is the center of the continent of Africa, and I was here last year in America. I was in Pagosa, but now I came here to center. Praise
Amen.
Lord. And Uganda is a country. Most of the population of people, most of them are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 8%
wow.
are Christian in Uganda.
Wow.
The president is a Christian, and the wife of the president, they go to these Pentecostal churches.
Amen.
My father and my mother were pastors in Assemblies of God Church. I grew in Assemblies of God Church.
Amen.
That's where I studied in my Bible college.
Amen.
Then after that, God sent me to a certain city. It's called Fort Potro, where I started a ministry. I started another ministry, I and my wife. We've been pastoring for 23 years in the ministry.
Amen.
I and my wife, and I'm pastoring 13 churches.
13,
praise the Lord.
13 churches.
I'm doing a great revival in Africa, in Amen. Many countries of Africa. I speak 7 languages in Africa.
Wow.
And I preach the gospel in 7 languages in different countries of Africa. We've seen God delivering people. We've seen God touching the lives of people.
Amen.
We've seen souls that come to the Lord in our meetings. And we've seen all the powers of witchcraft being destroyed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad because Pastor James is a man who speaks theories, a man who is really anointed by God.
Amen.
And I'm glad they feel the Holy Spirit in your church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here.
Amen.
And God is here. And today God has a miracle for us.
Amen.
That's why we are here together this morning. I just have a few words that I came with the word. I want to talk about the word faith. Have faith in God.
Amen.
That's the only theme of what I'm talking about.
Amen.
To have faith in God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 And then after that, after my sermon, I will show you some little projects that we are doing in Uganda. And I will speak that after my sermon.
Amen.
I have some papers here. I can
Amen.
Give it to you. I'm here doing a revival. When I came here, I was preaching to a church called Emmanuel Church for 3 days. People were coming in the evening hours, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. And God did a great work over there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then last year, I was there also in that church. And also God moved. We did God moved in that very church.
Amen.
But they speak Spanish, but they had to interpret for me, and it has been very rough for them to interpret my English. But I'm glad here I can speak without an interpreter.
Amen.
Amen. And God was really good
Amen.
To us. I want to speak about the word of God called about faith. The Bible says, without faith, you can't please God.
Amen.
God is being pleased when you have faith.
Amen.
And the great men of God in the Bible, who did great things, who moved with God, they were men of faith.
Amen.
They are men and women of faith. Praise the Lord. You see, I travel from Africa to America. It's a long journey.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. It's not easy. It's a long journey. It takes a lot of money. But it takes faith
Amen.
To go to America.
Mm-hmm.
It needs faith to praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This journey of Christianity, the journey of walking with God, needs women and men who will walk with faith.
Amen.
Who will believe God. Who trust the Lord with their faith. Amen.
Amen.
Faith is the key of everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because faith pleases God. And God speaks about, when you read the Bible, there are so many verses in the Bible, talks about faith. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus told his disciples, have faith in God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Believe in God. Have faith in the Lord.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that seen. How can you get faith? Faith comes by hearing
Amen.
The word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
I used to pray for sick people in my crusades, but I tell them, before I pray for you, I need to teach you the word of God.
Mm.
Because you need faith. Because faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
When you hear the word of God, then the faith will come in.
Amen.
But if you don't hear the word of God clearly, it's very difficult to get faith.
Mm.
Amen? That's when the pastor or a teacher of the word of God, when he's teaching, he wants you to be attentive, to listen correctly, so that you can develop faith in the word of God.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
So faith comes by hearing the word of God. And faith is the key of everything. Whatever you get, whatever you achieve in your journey of salvation, you need to have faith in God. When we see the life of Abraham, God told Abraham, get out of your country, get out of your clan people, get out of your city, go to another place. I will make you a big nation. I will make you, you will be a blessing to so many people.
Yeah.
It needed faith.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, Abraham, he didn't hesitate. He believed there and then he moved.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
He moved with faith. He went, and because of faith, he is the father of all of us.
Amen.
Because he believed the word of God.
Amen.
And God loved him because he believed the word of God. He had faith in the Lord. So, we as the Christians, we need to move with faith in this generation. We are living in a terrible generation.
Yes.
Where the churches are compromising with the worldly things.
Yes.
As the pastor was telling us this morning, in the morning in the Sunday school session, that the things we see on the TV, the things that are coming on the world, you know, we need to have faith.
Amen.
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 And so that we can please God, and so that we can walk with God. Amen. And when you see in the ministry of Jesus, and then focusing about the gospel of Jesus Christ, when you see the teaching of Jesus, he was a man focusing and teaching how people can have faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because faith will do everything for your house.
Amen.
For your family. For your home. We need to believe for this city, people to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I do crusades. Sometimes I go with faith. Maybe there is not enough money. I tell my church, what do you have? This, can you give me the gas for my generator? Can you give me the gas? Can I get transport and we go there? One to have a crusade. They say, no, George, it's difficult that place. There are so many with doctors. I say, I will go there. I will take that city.
Mm-hmm.
People will come to the Lord. Because to have faith, you don't need first to see things, but you believe the unseen things.
Mm-hmm.
You believe for the victory to come.
Amen.
I say they will go. I say, what do you have? I said, this is the little money we have for the gas near generator. If they can have gas for my generator, I have transport to put the speakers, and they reach there and get my firstborn. My firstborn, he fixed all my systems and my daughters and my wife, we go to that scene. If you see my paper, that's where you see people start coming. Yeah. Sometimes they hold a microphone. I start praying. I first pray. Why? Because I want to overcome the principalities, the powers, the enemy, the powers of darkness that are ruling the city.
Amen.
I pray in faith. Then after praying, start with the singing, and I start preaching the gospel. And the people we are stalking were saying that when this man John starts digging, the people comes. They say they hear his words come. You know why? Because my words, it goes with faith.
Amen.
Very strong. And then very many souls come to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Last year I did 34 crusades.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In those 34 crusades, many souls have come to the churches. Amen. In those 34 crusades, many sick people have been healed.
Mm-hmm.
In those 34 crusades, the Muslim families have turned to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So we need to believe God. Amen. For Center City.
Amen.
This is the year God wants to bring a revival in this country, in this nation.
Amen.
God wants to deliver his people.
Amen.
God is looking at men and women who will believe, who will move with faith.
Amen.
The Bible says, Enoch, and then Noah, God told to make an ark. Is it? My English is clear with you. He told him to build an ark that is going to rain. And the Bible says Noah moved with faith.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
He moved with faith and he started to build an ark.
Yep.
It took many years to build an ark.
Yeah.
Even could be another person who said, "Ah, this God is lying. When the rain come, I didn't believe the things." But the Bible says Noah he started building an ark. He moved with faith. He believed that it would rain and God would save us.
Mm-hmm.
God is looking at the people here in this church who are gonna move with faith, who are gonna believe God for great things to happen in this city.
Amen. Amen.
Who are going to believe God for their families to be saved? Can you believe for your people to come to the Lord?
Amen.
Can you believe for your family to come to the Lord? Can you believe that Jesus can do great things?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus told his disciples that everything is possible.
Amen.
To him that believes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Everything is possible if we can believe.
Amen.
Everything is possible if we can have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Read with me in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 5. I'm talking about faith. Amen. I'm talking about faith. To have faith in God. Let me give you another testimony. To get American visa, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole region, in the western part of Uganda, I'm the only pastor who got American visa.
Wow.
The whole western part of Uganda. There are so many men of God, great pastors, have a lot of money. They are big men of God there. They couldn't get a U.S. visa. Wow, did it survive? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because faith, we bring favor from God.
Mm-hmm.
The favor will come upon you when you have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. And when I entered to the American embassy, they gave me I believed God and I prayed in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the favor of God was upon me.
Amen.
And they asked me the question which I was not ready to answer. I didn't know that they can ask that question. They asked, "Pastor John, you're a pastor?" "Yes, I'm a pastor." "Yes, again, you're a pastor?" "Yes, I'm a pastor." "Yes, again, you're a pastor?" "Yes, I'm a pastor." He said, "How do you talk about homosexual?" That was very, very strange. You guys said,
yeah.
"How can you answer a counselor These are people who have studied psychology. These people have PhD and masters.
Yeah.
Me, I don't have a PhD and master. I have the master from heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Then he's asking a serious question, which I'm not ready for it. I'm not prepared for that question. He said, I told him, the Bible has the answer. He said, oh, when I know the Bible has the answer, I said, go ahead, explain, tell me. For sure, I didn't have the answer. Now, I told him, the Bible says God is love. He loves everybody. He loves the homosexual people and the non-homosexual people. Mm-hmm. He loves all of them.
Amen.
The man said, exactly, you're right. He said, because of that, I give you 2 years.
Before. Wow. Amen.
He didn't ask me, bring this, bring that. Nothing. Praise the Lord. Faith will bring favor to the great people.
Amen.
Faith will make you to cross over.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Mark chapter 6, verse 5. Do you have your translation? I have King James? Is that the reversed Bible? Can you read? Verse 5 and 6. Can I read?
Sure.
All right, okay. And he called, let's begin with verse 4, 5, and 6. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and his own house. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick people, and healed them. Verse 6. And he murmured because of their unbelief. Praise the Lord. And he went around about the villages teaching. Jesus went to a certain place here.
Mm-hmm.
To his own people. And when he taught the word of God, they didn't believe it. They didn't have faith that he can do great things. In verse 6, he said that he murmured because of the unbelief.
Yeah.
In other words, he saw deeper in their hearts that they didn't have faith.
Yeah.
And he was so murmured because of the unbelief. And the Bible says he couldn't do any great things over there because these people were unbelief. They were not believing that he can do great things.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was so marvelous. He said, oh, what kind of these people?
Yeah.
These people are not believing. Sometimes we limit Jesus to do great things in our families, to do great things in our lives because of unbelief.
Mm.
Sometimes the devil brings doubtness in our hearts when you begin to doubt the word of God. Can this be done?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you see the problem is bigger than Jesus. And then you fail to believe that he can remove this problem. So Jesus murmured because of the unbelief.
Yeah.
And the Bible says he couldn't do any great work there because the people of that town, the people of that city were unbelief. They didn't have faith in God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We need to have faith in the Lord today.
Amen.
Are you ready to have faith in God today?
Amen.
Thank you. Gracious. Gracious, Señor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can speak little Spanish. I'm learning little Spanish. Oh my God. We need to have faith in everything. I have moved with faith in God for many years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And because of this faith, I have seen great works, great things Jesus has done into my ministry and into my family and in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we see things are like difficult. Sometimes We see things. Can this be done? Can Jesus really? Can this remove this? But let me tell you, everything is possible.
Amen.
If you believe into Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Everything is possible if we believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I was in Mombasa. Mombasa, it is a city in Kenya. Mm. Kenya.
Kenya.
Kenya is bordering to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I've been going to Mombasa to preach the gospel from Kampala City to Mombasa. It is 1,000 miles.
Wow.
1,000 miles from Kampala to Mombasa. I go by bus.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the whole night traveling to go to Mombasa to preach the gospel. You get tired, I'm telling you. Mombasa is very hot. You can't put on a coat. You can't put in whatever. It's very hot. You can't cover yourself.
Yeah.
It is the coast of Indian Ocean. Mm-hmm. It's a very big coast. All the ships from all over the world, from China, from Congo, from Yugoslavia, from where, they all big ships come to park there. Mm-hmm. There are so many categories of people are there.
Yeah.
Different characters are there.
Mm-hmm.
Demons are there. You see somebody walking at night. Somebody walking is very a beautiful woman is walking, very beautiful is walking. When you reach there, you can't see her again. It's being swallowed by disappearance. That's Mombasa. A country full of demons.
Yeah.
Witchcrafts are there, terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I go there to preach the gospel. The population of that place is Muslim.
Mm.
Now I was preaching the gospel. It was Friday evening. A man was sitting there in a church. I was in a full gospel church. It's a full gospel church. It's a denominational church.
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching the word of God. Preaching the faith. Because when faith is planted in your heart and it grows inside you, then the victory will come.
Mm-hmm.
Now the man was coming, sitting, but having the apparatuses. You know what is apparatuses? Maybe he couldn't walk very well.
Yeah, paralyzed.
He was paralyzed. I don't know what happened to him. I didn't know, but that's what I saw in him. He couldn't walk. And this man sold all his property. He lost his marriage because of that sickness. As the pastor was telling us this morning, that the devil comes to steal and destroy.
Yeah.
But Jesus came to give life.
Amen.
Then I said, let me tell you, the word of God has power.
Amen.
Until you.
Amen.
The word of God is like the seed planted in a good soil.
Amen.
When the word of God is planted in you, it will grow and it will bear good fruits.
Amen.
Now this man was listening to the word of God. It's very important to receive the word of God inside your heart, not here, but inside your heart, you put there. And this man, he couldn't walk. I was in the church, the pastor, it was Reverend Kimanzi, that man. You cross the Indian Ocean, you go to that church. There is a ferries. You go with the ferries. And I remember it was Friday evening when I'm preaching the gospel. This man was paralyzed these legs for many years. He was a good man, he had married, but still something came and paralyzed his legs and he couldn't walk again. Because the devil is a thief.
Mm-hmm.
The work of the devil is destroying.
Yeah.
Is to bring problems.
Yeah.
It is to bring difficulties. But Jesus
Amen.
In freedom.
Amen.
In peace. In love. Amen. That's
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Now, when this man had the word of God, because the word of faith brings faith, so he developed faith to be delivered from this situation. Amen.
Amen.
And when we prayed the prayer of faith and believed God, I saw this man jumping. And when we were praying, the man, he started roaring down in the Mombasa. I saw this man jumping. He threw all these things for many years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The family of this man, most of them, they are coming from Arab countries. They are Muslims.
Yeah.
They don't believe in Jesus Christ. But this man came to the church because of he had problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he came there. Maybe it was a visitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. But when we prayed, the Holy Ghost was there.
Amen.
The presence. Let me tell you, brother and sisters, the presence of the Lord is very powerful.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord is very great.
Amen.
The pastor was telling us about the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And when God set him free, the man gave the testimony. He said, I have seen a snake coming out from my legs.
Wow.
I said, sure. I said, for us, we need to see the snake. But for him, he saw the snake.
Wow.
But nobody saw the snake.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the man was delivered.
Pray Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I was there for 3 weeks. The wave had gone somewhere, and the wave came back. So God restored the family of this man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because the faith was preached to them.
Amen.
I want to finish with one scripture.
Amen.
I will finish with one scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Then I will have to pray a prayer of faith.
Amen.
Would you like me to pray a prayer of faith?
Amen.
Glorious Savior.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. In the book of in the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 17, this is my last scripture. Hallelujah. Everything is possible.
Amen.
To him that believes. You know why Jesus, he preached the gospel to you? Your faith has set you free. Your faith has made you whole.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith has delivered you. Amen.
Amen.
And Paul was preaching the gospel. He said he saw a man, and when he saw that he has faith in his heart, and he prayed for him.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith will make a way for you. Your faith will make you to be free. Your faith will deliver your family. Your faith will save your people. Your faith will bring healing in your life.
Amen.
In the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and the doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea, and Jesus and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to him.
Amen.
Verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a paralysis. And they sought means to bring him in and to lie him before him. And when they could not find But find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitudes. They went upon the housetop and let him down through the tailing with his coat into the midst before Jesus. But verse 20, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
The Bible said, when he saw their faith,
amen.
He was teaching in a house. And the doctors of law, the Pharisees, the great men, the people were just there listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, and the power of God was present. Yeah. These are the working power, the presence of the Lord was present to heal everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is that these people had faith in God. They knew that Jesus can deliver their person.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that Jesus can do that work. They knew Jesus can help them. We need to believe Jesus even if we are in a terrible situation.
Amen.
Even if you see things are difficult, you need to have faith in him.
Amen.
These people had faith in the Lord. They said, no, let's go to this house. Maybe Jesus can help our sick person. Maybe Jesus can deliver this friend of ours. But the crowd, there was no way. What they did, they just went on the top of the house,
mm-hmm,
and removed a piece of the roof.
Yeah.
How can somebody, you and Jesus in your house, somebody is removing a roof of your house, and then you are here, said there, you have your guest. Jesus has visited you, he's in your house. Amen. People are worshiping the Lord, they're praying, but somebody is trying to. You figure out and see that one. Praise the Lord. Strange thing, I'm telling you. Maybe the cops can get him. See, this man is confusing my house, he's removing the roof. Amen. They didn't think that the owner of the house to bring the police to get them. They had faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, where Jesus is, there is victory.
Amen.
Where Jesus is, there is power.
Amen.
Where Jesus is, there is deliverance.
Amen.
Where Jesus is, there is healing.
Amen.
Praise the living God.
Amen.
These people, they didn't mind the owner of the house. They didn't thought of his house. How much he took money to build on it. They said, no, we have to remove this roof because we need Jesus to touch this person.
Amen.
And that man was in, he had that problem for many years and he couldn't walk. I don't know, maybe he had gone to many doctors, I don't know. Maybe he had taken many medicines and whatever. Maybe they couldn't cure this man. But these people had faith in God. They said, no, we have to remove this roof.
Amen.
No, we have to go, we have to look away. They pressed on. Why? They were yearning to receive from Jesus.
Amen.
They wanted Jesus to help them. That was their faith. And when the man was lowered down there, and the Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, you man, be healed. Your sins are forgiven. Mm-hmm. Because of their faith.
Amen.
Amen. You can believe God. Maybe you've been in many doctors. Maybe you have cancer in your body. Maybe you have high blood pressure. Maybe you have sugar diabetes. Maybe you've taken many drugs. Maybe before you eat, you inject yourself. Maybe it couldn't be helping. Doctors and the hospital, they are doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they fail, mm-hmm, because they are human beings.
Yeah.
Sometimes we take tablets and medicine. Sometimes it fails to cure.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. believers do what they can do, but sometimes they fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're human beings.
Yeah.
Because whatever they do is the Lord give them with knowledge to do that work.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you have taken drugs. You have been on drugs. Maybe you have. You can't be. Maybe it hasn't helped you. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. We can pray for you today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can believe that Jesus can help.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
We can believe that Jesus can do the impossibilities.
Amen.
To possibilities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. This man delivered to him. And Jesus told him, your sins are forgiven. And the man, he says, oh, I'm free. Let me go to my home and eat my chicken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then and his joy came back.
Yes.
The peace came in the house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the devil had gone.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the devil came to steal. He causes those problems to steal, to bring problems. And this man was rejoiced. You remember Peter and John, they were entered in the temple. Is it a beautiful gate?
Yeah.
They were entering. There was a crippled man there. For many years, he was begging $1. This coin is, I don't know how you call this coin, is in Africa.
You are
sent there. I don't know how you call them. And this man was begging there. Every hour, every time, he was there at the gate for many years. But one day, Peter and John, they were walking, and the power of God was there, and the presence of the Lord was with them. They said, silver and gold we don't have. Because this man, he expected, maybe they can give me $1 and they go and they eat hamburger there, maybe. Maybe they can give me $1 and they eat something. But this man of God, they said, silver and gold we don't have, but what we have, we'll give it to you. You can't give what you don't have.
Amen.
Amen. And this man, he just helped him. And he went in the temple, rejoicing and leaping and praising God.
Amen.
Let me tell you, that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
If there is anybody in the world who loves you, let me tell you, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
And anybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can believe today, I'm going to pray for you and Jesus will help you.
Amen.
If you are to believe, Jesus love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
In every country, in every cities, in every places where God has gone, I have seen Jesus touching the lives of people.
Amen.
I have witnessed the hand of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says, the prayer of the righteous man is available to do great work.
Amen.
I don't know you the problem you have. Let me tell you, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You were bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the child of God. And you are created in the image of God.
Amen.
And Jesus told us, go all over the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
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 What is impossible to the medicine is possible to God.
Amen.
What is impossible to the drugs is possible to the Lord.
Amen.
The problem with this generation, the people of this generation, they are in belief. They don't believe Their hearts are hardened. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes it's very difficult to receive from God.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are to humble ourselves like Manasseh, yep. Praise the Lord, God will come near to us.
Amen.
The Bible says, He forgives our sins and heals our diseases.
Amen.
In another Bible, that's what Psalms 103 and verse 2, that he forgives our sins and heals our diseases. Hallelujah. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, He saves His word and heals them. Yeah. He saves His word. The word of God has power. We don't have power, but the word of God has
Amen.
Power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word of God has what?
Power.
Has power. Praise the Lord. We don't have the power. Pastor James doesn't, he doesn't have the power. I don't have the power. But the word of God.
Amen.
Has power. When we, that's why the Bible says, God is not the son of man that he should lie. God is in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And God is looking his word.
Amen.
Amen. He questioned Jeremiah, what do you see? He said, see? He said, you've seen very well. Because God is looking His word. God is looking His promises. He's looking His word. The problem is that people are doubting His word.
No.
Amen. But He is God, He's faithful. He is on His word to fulfill it.
Amen.
To do it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want just to have to pray together. There are short prayer of faith.
Mm-hmm.
A short prayer
Amen.
Of faith.
Amen.
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 A short prayer of faith. And I believe God has is going to help you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You may be suffering. You may be having problems. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus. In Pagosa, I was preaching in Aspen Springs. There is a church, it's a Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
I just quoting this scripture. You know, I don't believe that God can hear, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. But I quoted the scriptures to them. And there was a man, a woman, the husband is Douglas. Actually, that's why when I'm in Pagosa, I sleep in their house. This lady has a cancer for many years. She was on drugs and drugs and drugs. But on that very day, she goes to teach in Sunday school class. But she told the pastor, Pastor, today I don't want to teach in Sunday school class. You remember me, I'm a visitor. I don't know her, and she has never talked to me. But the Spirit of the Lord told her to. She said, I want to listen to this black man. He told the pastor, I want to see a black man. And when the Holy Spirit told me to pray for her, she told me, I have a cancer. She can't. I prayed for her. And when I prayed for her, I didn't know that God has delivered her. She went back to the doctor in 1 week in 7 days. That happened last year. She went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, we don't see the cancer again.
Wow.
Let me tell you, there is power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain of the enemy. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
And the doctor told her, we don't know what happened. Have you taken another medicine? He said, no. They pray. He said, I don't believe in prayer. I don't know. And this woman, praise the Lord, she came back. I had gone to preach somewhere. She told the pastor, Pastor, where is the other black man? Pastor said, oh, he went to Durango. There is a home cell there. It's no longer here. Somebody took him to Durango. You know, they took him different places. Oh, I want him. I want to have a dinner with him in my house. So the pastor is called Mark, called John. Somebody wants to have a dinner. He wants to give you a gift. Oh! When he came to have a dinner, he said, I have this necklace. She has a necklace of gold. Here, it is round gold. He said, take this necklace to the bank. They will give you money. I take it to the Wells Fargo bank. They gave me $600. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this woman was totally delivered. This year when I came, I was sleeping in their home with my husband.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Today, let's have faith and believe God.
Amen.
Who is believing God tonight?
Amen.
Glory to the name of glorious Seigneur. Glorious Seigneur, glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's believe God tonight. Amen. Believe for your children. Believe for your marriage.
Amen.
There are other people there, they don't have peace in their marriage. The home is really divided. Somebody sleeps like this way, another turning this. God wants to bring the relationship in your marriage. God Amen. Wants to deliver your marriage.
Amen. Amen.
God wants to bring peace in your home. God wants to touch your children. Amen.
Amen.
There is a woman here. Let me give you another testimony around here in the center. There is a woman there. Is called Marita. Last week, he lost his husband. Last year, I came. She was in apparatuses, in sticks. She had a problem on the leg. Praise the Lord. And when they brought her to the church, holding her. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we prayed for her.
Hallelujah.
And God delivered her. Amen. She's working. When I came back recently, right now, he said, Pastor, I want to give you a gift. She bought for me a tablet.
Mm.
Let me tell you. Let's believe God today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you, you are the child of God, and Amen. God loves and he believes on you.
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has Amen. Never changed.
Amen.
People change, but Jesus never changed.
Amen.
People can change. People can mislead the word of God, but Jesus will never change.
Amen.
He is the same as he was there. Then. His love is the same.
Amen.
His mercy is the same.
Amen.
His power is the same.
Amen.
His healing is the same. He is the same as he was. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he is in his word. Let us stand up in the name of Jesus and pray together. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor James.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the same as he was then. He has never changed. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.